Lord Vishnu to be made of material nature is the greatest offender at the lotus feet of the Lord. There is no greater blasphemy against the Supreme Personality of Godhead than this. Purport by Srila Rupa. Sri Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami explains that the variegated personal feature of the Absolute Truth is the Vishnu Tattva, and the material energy which creates this cosmic manifestation is the energy of Lord Vishnu. The creative force is merely the energy of the Lord, but the foolish conclude that the Lord has no separate existence because He has distributed Himself in an impersonal form. The impersonal Brahman, however, cannot possess energies, nor do the Vedic literature state that Maya, the illusory energy, is covered by another Maya. There are hundreds and thousands of references, however, to Vishnu Maya, Parasya Shakti, or the energy of Lord Vishnu. In Bhagavad Gita 7th chapter, Krishna refers to Mamamaya, my energy. Maya is controlled by the Supreme Personality body. It is not that, He is covered by Maya. Therefore, Lord Vishnu cannot be a product of the material energy. In the beginning of the Vedanta Sutra, it is stated, Janmadiyasya Tathaha, indicating that the material energy is also an emanation of the Supreme Brahman. How then could He be covered by material energy? If that were possible, material energy would be greater than the Supreme Brahman. Even these simple arguments, however, cannot be understood by the Mayavadi philosophers. And therefore, the term Maya Purusa Jnana, which is applied to them in Bhagavad Gita, is extremely appropriate. Anyone who thinks that Lord Vishnu is a product of the material energy, as explained by Sadananda Jogindra, should immediately be understood to be insane, for his knowledge has been stolen by the illusory energy. Lord Vishnu cannot be placed within the category of demigods. Those who are actually bewildered by the Mayavad philosophy and are still in the darkness of ignorance consider Lord Vishnu to be a demigod in defense of the Rig Vedic mantra Antada Vishnu Paramantadam. Vishnu is always in a superior position. This mantra is also confirmed in Bhagavad Gita, Mattaha Parataram Nanyat. There is no truth superior to Lord Krishna or Vishnu. Thus, only those whose knowledge has been bewildered consider Lord Vishnu to be a demigod, and therefore suggest that one may either worship Lord Vishnu, the goddess Kali or Durga, or whomever he likes, and achieve the same result. This is an ignorant conclusion that is not accepted in Bhagavad Gita, which distinctly says, Janti Devakrata Devan Janti Madhajin of Man. Worshippers of the demigods will be promoted to the respective planets of the demigods, but devotees of Supreme Lord will go back on that Godhead. Bhagavad Gita 9th chapter. Lord Krishna explains very clearly in Bhagavad Gita that His material energy is very difficult to overcome. Daivyesa Agnamayi Mamumaya Durattaya. Maya's influence is so strong that even learned scholars and spiritualists are also covered by Maya and think themselves to be as good as the Supreme Personality body. Actually, however, to free oneself from the influence of Maya, one must surrender to the Supreme Personal Godhead, as Krishna also states in Bhagavad Gita, Mamevade Prabhadyante Maya Mekantarantite. It is to be concluded, therefore, that Lord Vishnu doesn't belong to this material creation, but to the spiritual world. To misconceive Lord Vishnu to have a material body or to equate Him with the demigods is the most offensive blasphemy against Lord Vishnu. And offenders against the lotus feet of Lord Vishnu cannot advance in spiritual knowledge. They are called Maya Purusa Jnana, or those whose knowledge has been stolen by the influence of illusion. One who thinks that there is a difference between Lord Vishnu's body and his soul dwells in the darkest region of ignorance. There is no difference between Lord Vishnu's body and Vishnu's soul, for they are Advaya Jnana, one knowledge. In this world, there is a difference between the material body and spiritual body. But in the spiritual world, everything is spiritual. There are no such differences. greatest offense of the Mahabharata philosophers is to consider Vishnu and the living entity to be one and same. In this connection, Padma Purana states, Arche Vishnu Sridhadir Purushuna Ramatir Vaishnavi Jati Buddhi. One who considers the Archamurti, a worshipable deity of Lord Vishnu to be stone, the spiritual master to be an ordinary human being, Vaishnava to belong to a particular caste or creed, is possessed of hellish intelligence. One who follows such conclusion is doomed. प्राकृत करी आमाने विष्णु कलेवर विष्णु निंदा नहीं हर कर श्रीमद महाप्रभु कहुचंदी प्रकाशानंदादि महाभारि सन्यास मन को यू सी योर महाप्रभु सेज ईश्वर प्राकृत करी आमाने विष्णु कलेवर विष्णु निंदा या आर नहीं यहाँ ऊपर वन हु कंसीडर्स द ट्रांसेंडेंट बॉडी of Lord Vishnu to be made of metal nature is greatest offender at the lotus feet of Lord. There is no greater blasphemy against the Supreme Personality of Godhead than this. Because the body of Lord Vishnu or Krishna is transcendental, is not at all material. Nama rupa vigraha tino chidanandamayo tine bhedana. The name of the Lord, vigraha the deity, installed by Vaishnava. Jivan nyasa karile vigraha srimurti pujya hoy. Jivan nyasa karile srimurti pujya hoy. The deity is installed by Vaishnava. A Vaishnava bhakta installed deity. So the Lord descends there. Vaishnava nivedani bhakti chha upattar upaya paramatmani naman naman bhagatam says. By the will of bhakta, dear devotee of the Lord descends. The Lord descends. Bhakti chha upattar upaya. By the will, by the desire of the bhakta, dear devotee of the Lord descends. So, the deity may have next deity. But the deity should be installed. Prana Pratishtha. We say it Prana Pratishtha. Jivanyasa Karila Srimurti Pujya Hoy. Without installation, deity cannot be worshipped. You understand? Deity maker has met deity and put it in his show room. Will go there and pay obeisances? Will go there and pay obeisances? In the showroom of the deity maker? No. Deity should be installed by Vaishnava, Bhakta. You understand? The deity installation is made in congregation of the Vaishnavas with Kirtan. Because of the Vaishnava's devotees will invoke and call deity with the Supreme Lord, please descend. Manifest yourself in this deity, Vigraha. Then, by the call of the Vaishnavas and devotees, the Supreme Lord manifests. Then the deity becomes transcendental, non-different from Supreme Lord. Nama rupa vigraha tino chidanandamaya tine vedana. The name of the Lord, the vigraha deity form, installed deity, deity form of the Lord, and rupa is own original rupa of the Lord. There is no difference. Three are transcendental, but these offenders, these Mahabharis, Maya Yaparhuta Jnana, knowledge has been stolen by Maya. They cannot understand this thing. Do you understand? They say that the body of Lord Vishnu is material. Such great offenders. Do you understand? Great offenders. We say in Sanskrit, it is Adhyakshikata. They want to measure everything by their material senses. You understand? Measuring everything by the material senses is known as Adhyakshikata. Sri Nam, Sri Dham, Sri Vigraha, Sri Vaishnava, Sri Tulasi, Sri Ganga. These are all transcendental. You understand? Sri Nam, the holy name, Sri Dham, like Vrindavan Dham, Mathura Dham, Purushottam Dham, Mayapur Navadvip Dham. This Dham, Sri Vigraha, deity, received in the temple, instant deity. Sri Vaishnava, Sri Tulasi, Sri Ganga, these are all transcendental, not material. Do you understand? But these adhyakhika, the materialists, those who want to measure through their material senses, they think it all material. Do you understand? And they become offenders. Greatest offenders. Do you understand? They say the deity worshipped in temple is mere idol. Idol. Idol worship, they say, idol worship. Thereby they commit great offense. Pratima nuhantume sakhyat prajendra nandana. Not mere idol. It's directly sakhyat, personally. They, Brajendra Nandana, son of Nanda Maharaj. You understand? In Sakhi Gopal story, you'll find this thing. How that young Brahmin said that deity came to give witness, Gopal. That is there, Sakhi Gopal deity is here, just close to Puri. You understand? Who came from Vrindavan to give witness to South India, you understand? Brahmanagar, So how, if it is a mere stone or metal, how could he come? The straw bag is not an imagination and concocted story. Pratiman hukme sakshat prajendranam, you are not made an idol, you are personally the son of Nanda Maharaj. Those who are pure devotees, their devotees, they see. They have different vision. They have no matter vision. They talk to the deity. Deity talks to them. Isn't it? They talk to the deity and deity talks to them. That's a fact. But one who sees the deity as mere idol is a great offender. It's a great offender. Do you understand? That deity came to give you vidance. It's a fact. In Ramana you find Kirchur Gopinath is there. Who stole kheer for his dear devotee Madhavendrapuri. Sakhi Gopinath, Kirchur Gopinath. And Tota Gopinath is there. In Puri, who sat down to accept the service of Gadadhar Pandit. You understand? Now he finds sitting position. Sakhi Gopinath, I mean say, Tota Gopinath. First he was in standing position. When Gadadhar Pandit became too old, cannot put the garland on the deity. So deity sat down. Now you'll find how it is possible. Because they are not material. They are sakshat prajendranandana, transcendental. Personally, the son of Nanda Maharaj. There is no difference between the body of Lord Vishnu and Vishnu himself. The name of Lord Vishnu or Krishna and Krishna himself, there is no difference. But here in the material world there are differences. Body is material body, but the soul is spiritual. There is difference. The nama, vigraha, there is difference. So, in Padma Purana this has been said, Arche Vishnu Sridhar Krishna Ramati Vaishnava Jati Pati Vishnu Bhava Vaishnavanam Kalimala Mathani Padatipya Mubuddhi Sri Vishnu Namni Mantre Sagala Kalusahe Sabda Samanya Buddhi Vishnu Sarvesureshe Taditara Samadhir Jasya Sanarajisa. Padma Purana says, one who thinks Sri Vigraha is material, is just made up of some stone or metal, is an offender. One thinks the bona fide spiritual master, who is a dear devotee of the Lord as an ordinary human being. He is also an offender. Vaishnava Jati Buddhi, one who says that Vaishnava is a caste, jati, is also commits offense. Vishnu Vaishnava Pada Dake Jala Buddhi. You understand? Vishnu Vaishnava Pada Dake Jala Buddhi. Pada Dake, his feet wash in water. You know Pada Dake? Charanamrita, Pada Dake, that's Pada Dake. Charanamrita, That means Vishnu Pada Dake. Vishnu Charanamrita, Vaishnava Pada Dake. You understand? Feet washing water of Vaishnava, Guru, Sadhu. If someone will think as mere water, he also commits offense. It's a great offender. You understand? It's not mere water. Sakala anartha vinasi Vishnu namantra sabda samanya buddhi. The name of Lord Vishnu or name of Krishna is a mere words. Abhidhanika sabda is found in dictionary. If someone thinks like that, he commits a great offense, great offender. Sarveshwara Vishnu apradevata manasita samana buddhi. One who equalizes Vishnu or Krishna with other demigods is also a great offender. You understand? These are all offenders. Also, you see, and also to think Acharya Vishnu, one is Acharya, one is Vaishnava, Sadhu, Guru. If someone thinks an ordinary human being, he also get offended. Therefore, in all Vaishnava Shastra, in all Vedic literature, this has been said very clearly. One should not commit such offense. Ramanuja Acharya, one of the eminent Vaishnava Acharyas, Sri Sampradaya Acharya, therefore he has given some caution for Mathavasi Shishya, the disciples, those who live in Matha, in the ashram. You understand? He has given it. Vaishnavanancha janmani nidralasyani jani cha drushtvat tanya prakasyani janebhyo namadet kochit. You understand? Tesham tosham vihayasu gunaschaiva prakirtaye Vishnu padatama chaiva bhakta padatakam tuba prakriti sunapasyasu navapivittoya muttaman tatta jnana tatta trayasya jnaneno sri rahasya trayasya cha rahita sanghrijam toyam grahyanana kadachana. Ramanuja Acharya says, you understand? You can't understand. No. Great gaja, great elephant. Ramanuja Acharya says, one who is a real Vaishnava, Vaishnava means real Vaishnava, real sadhu, one should not think him of as an ordinary human being. If someone thinks, he's a lazy fellow, he sleeps too much. You understand? He doesn't get up and come to the Mangala Arati. This is a lazy fellow, isn't it? He eats like us, he sleeps like us, passes stool like us, passes urine like us. He sometimes falls sick also, like us. How is it? He's not an ordinary human being. One thinks and says like that, and sees this thing, he's a great offender. One should not see all these things. What do you say? One should possess the proper vision to see the real Swarupa Vaishnava. You have material vision, therefore only you see all the material things. You can see the Swarupa. Therefore, you speak about this. This is great offense. If you see all these things, don't tell this thing to anybody. If you say, then you commit offense. Ramananda Acharya says, only glorify them. They should be glorified. The Guru, the Vaishnava, Sadhu should be glorified. Don't speak any ill of them. If you see something bad, due to your mental vision, don't speak to anybody. Thereby you commit offense and go to hell. The finite way. Do you understand? And we take Saranamrita, Vishnu Padadaka, and Vaishnava Padadaka also. We take it. But don't they accept it in the presence of the materialistic persons? No, don't take it. Take it and out of sight, they can see it, you just take it. Before them you should not take, because they are offenders. If they say, oh, these people are just drinking the feet washing water, dirty water. If you hear such thing, then you'll also be an offender. Now don't take it, accept it in the presence of materialistic people. Secretly you accept, as if they cannot see it. You understand? And a person who is bereft of tattvatra jnana, you understand? Tattvatra, three tattva. What are those three tattva? You, Gopinath? Three tattva, three tattvas. Chit, achit, iswar. Chit, achit, iswar, three tattva. Iswar means Supreme Lord. Chit means spiritual, achit means material. One who has these three tattva jnana, he is to be worshipped. His Padadak, Charanamrita, should be accepted. One who is devoid of this three tattva, his Padadak should not be accepted. You understand? Ramacharya has said this thing. Again it is also said, Sri Vishnu Vaishnampe Mahabhagi Sanglapam Karvati Sadaha Tadiyo Dusakadana Napasyet Purusadhama Naiva Lokayet Krura Napacharaparan Guru Dvai Kanishtha Purusai Sangati Karvati Sadaha Upayantara Nishtancha Purusan Pariparchaye. You understand? You once should talk and associate with such Vaishnavas, Guru, Sadhus, those who are most elevated persons, those who have achieved this three tattva jnana. Those who blaspheme such Vaishnavas, Sadhus, don't talk with them, don't see them. Thereby you commit offense. Don't hear such blasphemy. Do you understand? You should not see them. If by chance you see such person, immediately go, take bath in holy water and chant Hare Krishna. Do you understand? Otherwise you will commit also offense. And so you should not associate such blasphemous and offenders. Pudanam Vishnubhaktanam Purusartvasti Netara Tesu Tadvesata Kinchan Nasti Nasanamatvanaha. Ramamacharya says this thing. Those who are real Vaishnava sadhus, pure devotees, they should be worshipped. Tasmi deyam tatagrajam sacha pujyam tatayam, that they were saying. The Supreme Lord says, he should be worshipped as I am worshipped. Do you understand? And if someone blasphemes such a Vaishnava, he is a great offender. One should not associate with such an offender, should not see him. Therefore you doom. So many things are there. Do you understand? This is Kasam. So this is my body, they are great offenders. One should not associate. You should not listen to that philosophy.